Bates. And this has been Questioning Everything with Tony Bates. Thank you for your donations.
Kramer from the MC5. Nobody kicks out the jams like WBAI New York.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. Today, we focus on the interrelationship between art and politics in our tribute to Paul Robeson. He was the son of a former slave, an actor, singer, and all-American champion football player, an anti-racist and human rights activist. He was an internationalist, blacklisted for speaking out about the discrimination and violence against black people in the United States, and after racists started a riot outside his performance in Peekskill, New York. But he remained popular in Europe, so the U.S. State Department revoked his passport, basically derailing his promising career. Today, he is recognized as one of the world's greatest singers, as well as the greatest Shakespearean actor. We remember Paul Robeson. Here is Paul Robeson reciting from Othello.
Othello came from a culture as great as that of ancient Venice. He came from an Africa of equal stature, and he felt he was betrayed, his honor was betrayed, and his human dignity was betrayed. And so when they come for him from Venice, he speaks and says, "Soft, you! A word or two before you go. I have done the state some service, and they know it. No more of that. I pray you in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one that loved full wisely, but too well. Of one not easily jealous, but being wrought, perplexed in the extreme. Of one whose subdued eyes, albeit unused to the melting mood, drop tears as fast as the Arabian trees their medicinable cup. Set you down this, and say besides, that in Aleppo once, where a malignant and a turban Turk beat a Venetian and introduced the state, I took by the throat the damned heathen dog, and smote him death. I kissed thee ere I killed thee. No way but this, killing myself to die upon a kiss.
A riveting performance by Paul Robeson in Othello. We live in a global world. We're all interrelated. So on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We also discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. Today, we pay a tribute to Paul Robeson. Paul Robeson was the son of a former slave. His father was a runaway slave who went on to graduate from Lincoln University, and his mother came from an abolitionist Quaker family. He was born and raised during a period of segregation, lynching, and open racism. He was one of the top performers of his time, earning more money than many white entertainers. His concert career spanned the globe, including Vienna, Berlin, Paris, London, Moscow, New York, and Nairobi. He petitioned the President of the United States, President Truman, for an anti-lynching law. And he also promoted African self-rule. He helped victims of the Spanish Civil War, and he stood with Welsh miners. He raised money for Jewish refugees fleeing Germany, and he fought for India's independence. He championed equality for all human beings, all the while enduring terrorism, banned performances, racism, and discrimination throughout his career. We are delighted to be able to bring to you today, as a thank you gift, Paul Robeson, Portraits of the Artist, a 4-DVD boxed set. We're going to offer all that we have during this hour for those of you who pledge at the $250 level. But if you want to get this thank you gift, you want to be sure that you get it, please call us early at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. I'll need at least 12 of you calling us to meet our goal for this hour of $3,000. We are also offering up a dollar a day pack, which is the Paul Robeson Portraits of the Artist, a 4-DVD box set. That box set also comes with a book, by the way, and also the Pacifica Radio Archives 30-hour jump drive that also includes Paul Robeson. That's a $200 pledge level on its own. The box set is $250, so for us to be offering it to you for a dollar a day is pledge level is actually quite a deal. You will have to call us at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Throughout the hour, to get this material, the box set, 4 discs, just amazing material. I would like to go now to a clip, from the Paul Robeson, and he has quite a story here. You'll hear the evolution of the song that he's so well known with, Old Man River, how that the wording of that evolved following his own political evolution, and also about his career as he sang all over the world. Let's go to that clip right now.
There are moments in a great artist's life which should be remembered forever. Yet, for Paul Robeson, those moments were nearly obliterated, blotted out, by the fears and political anxieties which gripped America in the early 1950s. One such moment occurred over half a century ago. Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern wrote a song expressly for and dedicated to a young singer. No one who has ever heard Paul Robeson sing Old Man River will ever forget it.
Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along.
was to be associated with Robeson for the rest of his life. The words he sang were to change gradually as Paul Robeson and the world around him changed. But even if Old Man River had never been written, there was another moment. It was a performance on stage that still stands in the record books, the longest running Shakespearean play in the history of the Broadway theater. It was a part many actors have played. Emil Jannings, Walter Hampden, Walter Houston, Orson Welles, Laurence Olivier, but none equaled Robeson as Othello the Moor. A performance that was the culmination of 20 years of work and understanding. Robeson recollects.
I just come over from America and would like to say pass and chance and do for the morning dew. And I happened to pick up an old script of Shakespeare, and the dew was very clear. It was D-I-E-W, and it was not chance, C-H-A-U-N-C-E, so it was dew, like in lieu of, and chance and dance. It's very, very Shakespeareanly. And one terrible, difficult sound was my, almost at the beginning of the play, my services, which I have done the scenery, my services, services. I would say my services, I had to work on that very, but later I took some special work at the University of London, and also in my university days I majored in English, and I have records from the earliest time of Anglo-Saxons, matter of fact, through Chaucer. And and of course, since I worked on my songs with Roger Quilter, and I would have to use draw. I couldn't walk out here and say, drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. It's got to be very, drink to me only with thine eyes, and I will pledge with mine. Only the...
Yet Robeson's Othello was more important for another reason. Simple human dignity. White men wearing black makeup had been kissing Desdemona for years on the American stage, but this was the first time a black man would play Othello with a white supporting cast. Actually, in 1826, one other black American, Ira Aldridge, had played Othello throughout Europe with an all-black cast. Magnificent actor that he was, Ira Aldridge was not allowed to play Othello in his native land, America. But in 1943, America had changed. Margaret Webster directed Robeson in Othello.
The moment he stepped onto that stage, he was not only a black man, but he was a great black man, a man of stature. Somehow or other, he put the play in focus.
Shakespeare, the genius that he was, seemed to foreshadow and understand many of the problems that have since arisen in our world, perhaps were present then. First, I would say that here is a part which has dignity for the Negro actor. Often we don't get those opportunities. And I would say that my people will be very proud of my or any other Negro actor appearing in such a part. I think also there, that to me, Othello is one of a different culture. Shakespeare insists that he's African. Some argument whether the word black and the fact that he's from Africa is very clear to me. And that Shakespeare posed this problem of a, say, black man in a white society.
Robeson's career started in the early 1920s. It was a time of the Negro Renaissance, and the early works of black musicians, poets, writers, and painters were coming to the attention of the American public. Robeson was supporting himself through law school by acting when he was seen by Eugene O'Neill. It was his performance as the Emperor Jones in a revival of the O'Neill play that first brought Robeson to the consciousness of the theatrical world.
Smithers, cigarette.
There is no visual record of Robeson's performance in 1924. This is a scene from the film which was made 9 years later.
Smithers? You have just had an audience with the Emperor Jones.
In the next 4 years, the sound of Robeson's voice was heard around the world. In 1928, Robeson opened in the London production of Showboat. And it's interesting that when he recorded Old Man River for the first time a year earlier, he sang the original Hammerstein lyrics using the word niggers.
Niggers all work on the Mississippi. Niggers all work while the white folks play. Pulling them both from the dawn.
By 1928, Robeson had persuaded Hammerstein to change the word to darkies, which may seem less than any change at all in terms of today's thinking, but the lyrics of Old Man River were eventually to change mightily in the years to come. It was 1930. Success piled on success. Impresario Max Reinhardt decided to produce one American play in Berlin, Der Kaiser Jones, or as one German newspaper headline, Der Schwarze Kaiser. Robeson set another landmark. Paul Robeson had still another career on the concert stage. It happened almost by accident. Back in 1924, he was rehearsing the last act of The Emperor Jones, and the script called for Jones to exit, hands in his pocket, whistling a tune. Robeson said he couldn't whistle. The director said, well, hum. Or sing, if you want to.
Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, this day let it be known
that thou art
God, and that I am thy servant. Lord God of Abraham, hear, oh hear me, Lord, and answer me.
You?
Yeah. Was it all right?
Robeson sang all over the world. He sang for the people and he sang for the royal families of England, Romania, Greece, Yugoslavia. As Robeson's view of the world expanded, so did his music. He became competent in many languages. He began to sing folk songs in the languages they were written in.
So the idea of my concert is one suggestion that all men are brothers because of their music. And in my first group, I do an old English song. I do an old song from about the 11th or 12th century from Czechoslovakia. The Moravian chorales of about the 13th, 11th and 12th centuries preceded the chorales upon which Johann Sebastian Bach based his music. So I take this, and then I do a Bach chorale. And then I create a slight confusion by doing a Negro spiritual right in the middle, because it belongs there.
Two Robeson concerts stand out. One on a day a war stood still. It was January 27, 1938, at Teruel, Spain. Robeson had come to the front to sing to the Republican soldiers. Somehow the shooting quieted down. Loudspeakers were put up, and for a day, a war stopped while two opposing armies listened to a man sing.
He must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling.
In Spain, another change in the words of Old Man River. I'm tired of living and scared of dying became, we must keep fighting until we're dying.
Instead of crying, we must keep
Cheyenne River was beginning to turn from a song of lament to a song of political protest. The other unforgettable concert was in St. Paul's Cathedral in London. Robeson chose the hymn Jacob's Ladder, and he sang for 4,000 people in the cathedral and 5,000 more who stood outside and listened.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldiers of the
Call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. This Robeson collection box set, I'll offer them until they run out. The pledge level is $250, and this is the portrait of one of the greatest artists that lived in any country. And the box set includes films of Robeson. It has The Emperor Jones. It has Paul Robeson, Tribute to an Artist. By the way, that voice that you hear narrating, that is the voice of the great Sidney Poitier. Also, Body and Soul by the great Oscar Michaud back in 1925. Borderline from 1930. Sanders of the River from 1935. Jericho from 1937. The Proud Valley from 1940. And Native Land from 1942. And there's also a book that comes along with it. You will not want to miss this. Likely this will be the last time ever that I will be able to offer this material. Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. I will need 12 of you calling and pledging at the 250 level to get this Robeson material. This is going to appreciate in value. I can tell you by within a few months, people are going to be offering this, you know, on eBay or whatever for God knows what the price is, because it just won't be available any longer. So please take advantage of it. Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. I am sure going to pledge for this today and make sure that my daughter and her family, that they have this. This is a piece of history we won't want to miss. The front of the book says, called by some the greatest forerunner and others the tallest tree in our forest, Paul Robeson is without peer in the annals of modern American civilization. His was a life rich with intellectual and emotional complexity, unfolding during the United States' most eventful times, a long and troubled era to which he contributed his talent and his willingness to challenge the prevailing conventions of racism, imperialism, and social justice. And he paid the price for it. Paul Robeson was blacklisted, his career basically destroyed. What a great talent, the best Shakespearean actor ever, one of the best singers ever. Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We do have a dollar a day pack, and in that dollar a day pack, you will get the Paul Robeson Portraits of the Artist, the 4-DVD box set that comes with a book. You will also get the 30-hour jump drive. On that jump drive, it's an extensive collection. It's 5 hours of Martin Luther King alone, exclusive Martin Luther King, the Black Panther Party, Angela Davis, Cornel West, Malcolm X, and so much more. That is a $200 pledge level on its own. It's part of the dollar a day pack, and I just need 8 of you calling to get the dollar a day pack. So this is it, people. Your last chance to get this Paul Robeson material. I do want to quickly move along now because I want you to hear really all of the clips that I have available, because they are just amazing. And this clip, and by the way, these clips are from the box set, and it's about 1939. 1989 when Robeson sang the ballads for Americans over CBS radio, and also how Robeson sang when Roosevelt died. Let's go to that clip right now. Our phone lines are open, and let me tell you, if you don't call us, you're going to be terribly sorry, because this is it. You will no longer have this history to share with your children or your grandchildren. Let's go now to hear more about Paul Robeson.
Then in 1939, there was another moment. Robeson first sang Ballad for Americans over CBS radio.
In 76, the sky was red, thunder rumbling overhead, and King George couldn't sleep in his bed, and on that stormy morn, old Uncle Sam was born.
The ballad, like Robeson himself, was later nearly wiped from our memories. In 1940, with America uniting for World War II, Ballad for Americans had extraordinary appeal for every man. President Roosevelt died in 1945. It was Paul Robeson who was chosen by his fellow actors to read their tribute to the president. It was written by Carl Sandburg. However, with Roosevelt's death and the end of World War II, Robeson's political views separated him from most Americans. From this point on, his artistic career was almost entirely political. He only sang for causes in which he believed, as at the Paris Peace Conference.
But Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he.
In 1949, he went on a triumphant European concert tour. Between concerts, Robeson spoke out plainly as to what he believed, and there was a severe reaction in the United States.
La 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 la, bye bye, in your mother's arms be creeping, and soon you'll be asleepin', la la.
There were new changes in Old Man River. The Mississippi was now the old man he didn't like to be.
There's an old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man I don't like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free?
A little drunk and you lands in jail became you show a little grit and you land in jail.
Sam, that plan, Sam, is soon forgotten, but old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and wrecked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, you show a little grit, and you land in jail. But I keep laughing instead of crying.
until I'm dying, and old man Rebar, he'll just keep rolling along.
He also sang the song "She Lied" in Chinese. It had originally been a marching song for the Chinese Red Army and was now the first national anthem of the People's Republic of China, which at that moment was sweeping to power.
She lied, bullion, so new, the run, man, the woman, the share, zhao, jiu, chang, woman, xin, the chang, chang, jiu, hua, min, zu, dao, liao, sui, wei, xin, the share.
All right, there's Paul Robeson singing in Chinese.
212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
One of the greatest Shakespearean actors ever. One of the greatest singers, considered one of the greatest singers who has ever lived. Paul Robeson, we are offering up the boxed set. It comes with 8 Robeson films. It also comes with a book. The pledge level is $250. The number to call is
212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
We need 10 more of you calling to meet our goal of $3,000 for this hour, pledging at the $250 level. We need 8 of you calling to get our dollar a day pack. Our dollar a day pack, the Paul Robeson portrait of Portraits of the Artist 4 DVD box set comes along with a book. That's a $250 pledge on its own. Also in the pack is the 30-hour jump drive from Pacifica Radio Archives. That's $200 pledge on its own. So you do the math. Getting them for a dollar a day is quite a deal.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
Show your support for Pacifica Radio. Help to keep listener-sponsored radio viable. You know, Paul Robeson said that Pacifica Radio, when he was blacklisted, that Pacifica was one of the places that truly welcomed him. This is one of the greatest artists who ever lived. But he was also so courageous because he was very popular. When he started out with his career, he was making more money than a lot of the white performers at the time. But because of his politics, he was blacklisted. He could have just said, let me just keep making money and forget about human rights, forget about ending discrimination, forget about calling out the United States and the UN, forget about going to meet Harry Truman and tell him we need to stop this lynchings that's happening across the country. But he made a political decision that he was going to stand against racism. He was going to stand against human rights and for people around the world. What a lesson for young people. This is some of the truth that young people today so desperately need, and they're craving it. So let's make it available to them.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
I want to quickly move on to another clip, but just to tell you that, you know, one of the films that's in this collection, The Emperor Jones, of the Eugene O'Neill, Robeson was starring in Eugene O'Neill's Emperor Jones, and he should have won an Academy Award for that film. He should have, and he didn't. So call and pledge, you know, just for some revenge here. Let's, what an amazing thing, a collection of brunches or in-house salons you could have. Invite your friends over and watch these 8 films of Paul Robeson.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
Once I run out, we run out. This is it. They're no longer available anywhere. They're going to appreciate in value. So at the $250 pledge, probably in a couple of months, it's going to be, the value of it, it'll probably be twice that, probably about $500. If you could call and make a $500 matching pledge and you know, gift this to a library, gift this to a school, that would be so very much appreciated. A dollar a day pack, you get everything we're offering, all the Paul Robeson material, the 30-hour jump drive, the 5 hours of Martin Luther King Alone, Cornel West, and others. But I quickly now have to go on to another clip here from Paul Robeson, and you'll see what happened to him, the attack by racists in this country, in Peekskill, New York, you know, simply because Paul Robeson was speaking out. And this is how his career was derailed by racists and backed up by the U.S. State Department.
Speaking out politically in Europe was to erupt in Peekskill, New York. He had scheduled on his return a fourth annual concert for the Civil Rights Congress in Peekskill. However, those who wanted his outspoken voice stilled threatened violence if Robeson sang. Protesters paraded. Despite the threats, on September 4th, 1949, Robeson came to sing. Spectators jeered on the sidelines at the people who came to listen.
There's a group of young boys here yelling at the people stopped in their cars. There are hundreds and hundreds of people here, and if there's a serious outbreak, it will be very bad.
Because the concert was ringed with a threat of violence, hundreds of concertgoers volunteered and stood a circle of guard around the audience and around Robeson himself. When the concert was over, the police did little or nothing to avoid a confrontation. Concertgoers were attacked as they left, and a riot developed. 140 people were injured.
Damages are breaking out all over here. The police are fighting the cops. Oh, this is terrible. And they are beating up a Negro. They're clubbing him. He's right here.
After Peekskill, other cities became fearful. Concerts were canceled. Robeson records were withdrawn from stores. Robeson continued to speak out, and condemnation of the man and his beliefs continued. Unbelievably, even his selection years before as All-American end for Rutgers was wiped from the record. The 1917-1918 College Football Hall of Fame listed the only 10-man All-American team in history. The 11th man, Paul Robeson, was eliminated, erased from the record books. Then the Secretary of State canceled Robeson's passport, stating, quote, "This action is taken because the department considers that Paul Robeson's travel abroad would be contrary to the best interests of the United States." Unquote. Blacklisted in America and forbidden to travel, Robeson was to spend nearly all of the next decade of his life fighting for his rights and everyone's rights in the courts.
Most importantly, however, were the questions raised by the State Department as to my political opinions. Here's a question of whether one who wants to sing and act can have, as a citizen, political opinion. And in attacking me, they suggested that when I was abroad, I spoke out against injustices to the Negro people in the United States. I certainly did. And the Supreme Court Justice just ruled, Judge Warren, in the segregation cases, that world opinion had a lot to do with that ruling, that our children, Negro children, can go to school like anybody else in the South. I'm very proud to have been a part of directing world opinion to precisely that condition.
Sometimes I feel like a monster.
Because he was forbidden to go even to Canada, thousands of Canadian miners came to the border to hear Robeson sing. But despite these occasional shows of support, in reality, Robeson was effectively barred from the theater, the concert stage, and the movie studios. finally, in 1958, to its honor, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that the State Department had no right under law to deny a passport because of a man's beliefs and associations. The fight had been won, but Robeson had lost 10 years out of his life at the height of his career to help win the battle. It was a battle that destroyed his health as well. Once again, he was acclaimed and welcomed around the world, but the years had gone by. One concert to a group of construction workers in Australia tells more of the story than can be written.
He must know something, but don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling.
The words of Old Man River had changed from, we must keep fighting until we're dying, to, I must keep fighting till I'm dying.
Watch you lift that veil, show a little grit, and your land's in jail. But I keep laughing instead of crying. I must keep fighting until I'm dying. And Old Man River,
I must keep fighting until I'm dying. That is Paul Robeson, the price that he paid for standing up for against racism in the United States, for standing up for the Welsh miners, for standing up for the Jewish refugees. This was the likes of Paul Robeson, one of the greatest singers ever lived.
212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
I have a limited number of this Paul Robeson Portraits of the Artist. It's a four DVD set, boxed set, beautiful box set, but there are 8 films on that box set, and also a book with just the most incredible, beautiful photos of Paul Robeson. I'm looking at one now with just his face and with such determination, with I Take My Stand, written by Paul Robeson, excerpts of which are also part of this book. I'm looking at a photo now of him standing with the Welsh miners. It's unbelievable. He supported those who were in the Spanish Civil War on the right side of it.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
You know, KPFA, our sister station up north, they had only 16 of these left ever, and they went in about 10 minutes. I've got a limited number of them here. I'm going to check and see if we do have a few more left.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
This is a piece of history. I want to underscore that. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. This piece of history, you know, no longer available. This box set, it's going to appreciate in value. I can guarantee you that within a couple of months, or if not sooner, the pledge level of $250, you'll be likely having to pay twice that, if not triple that, to get this box set. All of you movie buffs out there, all of you people out there who are budding actors, women and men, you need to get this material. You need to study this material, okay? All the singers out there, all you want to be a singer, you want to be a hip-hop artist, a rap artist, whatever.
212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
Now, I know a lot of y'all are listening right now. How about calling and pledging at the $1,000 level and donating, gifting this box set to a library, a high school library? That would be such a wonderful thing to do. Bank transfers are welcome. This part of your pledge will be tax deductible. You'll help to support Pacifica.
212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
Emperor Jones, Paul Robeson should have won the Academy Award. He did not. Okay, so help us to, for every generation from now into forever, should really be familiar with Paul Robeson's material. You know, he won an academic scholarship to Rutgers University in 1915. He won 15 varsity letters in sports, baseball, basketball, track, twice named the All-American football team. He received the Phi Beta Kappa Key. He belonged to the Cap and Skull Honor Society. He graduated as valedictorian. He was only the third African-American to attend Rutgers. And then when they blacklisted him, he was dropped from the All-American football.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
It wasn't until 1995, 19 years after his death, that Robeson was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. But a lot of people also don't know he had a law degree from Columbia University. He went there from 1919 to 1923. All the while playing in the National Football League, in the NFL. This is a genius, okay? We have to value him. We have to honor him. We're honoring Paul Robeson today.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
I'm offering up a dollar a day pack. I need three more of you calling, getting the dollar a day pack to meet our goal. You will not only get all of this Robeson material, but you will get 30 hours on a jump drive of Black history, 5 hours alone of exclusive Martin Luther King. You'll get Malcolm X, the Black Panther Party, Paul Robeson, Cornel West, Angela Davis, and much more.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
If I want to go on now, in that last clip, it was just horrible. You heard how racist, you know, surrounded where Robeson was going to be performing in Peekskill, New York, started a riot. The police stood aside. They did practically nothing. This is the price that Paul Robeson played for each and every one of us. Don't sit on your hands. Pick up the phone.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
This is likely the last time I'm going to be able to offer this material because they're not making it anymore. We got a limited number of copies. I myself am going to pledge because I want to gift this to my daughter and she could pass it on to the next generation. I hope that you will do the same. I want to go on now to hear from Paul Robeson talking with doing an interview with our sister station, KPFA in Northern California. Let's go to that clip right now, but keep calling us at
212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
Well, tell me, Mr. Robeson, was your commitment to the political scene then largely as a result of your feeling about your own people or our own people, let's put it?
Yeah.
Or did it have other overtones of political conviction?
First, it starts as an American Negro interested in my own people. The other great change is very constant in my mind. I was in the Welsh Valley. And the Welsh people sing very much like we do in the Negro people.
Yes, I've heard
many
them.
Of our songs, beautiful songs. And I was one of the few outsiders who has sung at a Welsh Eisteddfod, their national festival, which has gone on since the time of the Druids. And I went down in the mines with the workers, and they explained to me that, Paul, you may be successful here in England, but your people suffer like ours. We are poor people, and you belong to us. You don't belong to the bigwigs here in this country. And so I today feel as much at home in the Welsh Valley as I would in my own Negro section, any city in the United States. And I just did a broadcast by translated cable to the Welsh Valley a few weeks ago. And here was the first understanding that the struggle of the Negro people, or of any people, cannot be by itself. That it is a human struggle. And so I was attracted then met many members of the Labor Party, and my politics embraced also the common struggle of all oppressed peoples, including especially the working masses, specifically the laboring people of all the world. And that defines my philosophy. It's a joining one of, we are a working people, a laboring people, the Negro people. And there is a unity between our struggle and those of white workers. In the South, I've had white workers shake my hand and say, Paul, we're fighting for the same thing. And so this defines my attitude toward socialism and toward many other things in the world. I do not believe that a few people should control the wealth of any land, that it should be a collective ownership in the interest of all.
Is that a democratic socialism, or?
Well, it would have to be a democratic socialism. There are many ways, however, to struggle toward democracy, as I see that in a place like China, for example, today, the Soviet Union, many other places, or take our own problems of Negroes. If we were free in the South tomorrow to carry our weight, to vote into everything, would we now look around and try to find the 10 billionaires among our people? Would we attempt to build them up, or would we try to answer the needs of the great millions of our people? And so I see other ways of life, socialism, as trying to solve the problems of millions and tens of millions of peoples at once, in a way, instead of we would start from the individual to the masses, they start from the masses this way. Now, there are two ways, and there are difficulties each way. I have made the decision to join in a collective struggle, and the reason that my personal sacrifices mean very little in the struggle, in one way, when you see the children at Little Rock, what does not giving a few concerts mean, if you can make some other contribution? It's in that context. So nothing is perfect in the world. We're going toward it from different angles. I feel there's a great burden of proof on every society, on our own as well, today.
Othello came from a culture as great as that of ancient Venice. He came from an Africa of equal stature. And he felt he was betrayed, his honor was betrayed, and his human dignity was betrayed. And so when they come for him from Venice, he speaks and says, "Soft, you! A word or two before you go. I have done the state some service, and they know it. No more of that. I pray you in your letters, when you shall these unlucky deeds relate, speak of me as I am. Nothing extenuate, nor set down aught in malice. Then must you speak of one, but too well, of one not easily jealous, but being wrought, perplexed in the extreme, of one whose subdued eyes, albeit unused to the melting mood, drop tears as fast as the Arabian trees, their medicinable kind. Set you down this, and say besides, that in Aleppo once, where a malignant and a turbaned Turk, Peter Venetian introduced the state, I took by the throat the damned heathen dog and smote him death. I kissed thee ere I killed thee. No way but this, killing myself to die upon a kiss.
Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. The last chance to get this Paul Robeson brilliant 4-DVD set, 8 films of Paul Robeson. A special shout out to those of you who are in the film industry. Robeson was not honored the way he should have been by the industry. You can do that now by sharing this material. Call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. $1 a day, you will get all the 8 Paul Robeson films and the book that's part of the 4-DVD set. That's not available anymore. It's going to appreciate in value. You will also get the 30-hour jump drive. You could be the coolest woman, the coolest guy in your social circle by having this material and inviting everybody over to watch it and do it as a series, amazing brunch or a Saturday evening event. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You be one of the 12 lucky people who could get it. Hopefully you could keep it, but it will appreciate in value. You could pass this on to your children, to your grandchildren. You could gift it as just an amazing graduation gift. Gift it to a local library or a youth institution, you know, where they have hold up these young people.
212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950.
This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. I hope you get our dollar a day pack. Let's honor Paul Robeson. He was just an amazing man. They destroyed his health. The CIA went after him. They drugged him. They made him crazy. He died in Philadelphia in 1957. Let us honor him. We stand on his shoulders. I'm going to go answer your call right now. Get the dollar a day pack. Get the Robeson material. This is Margaret Prescott. Thank you for calling and pledging. Paul Robeson, we love you.
There are moments in a great artist's life which should be remembered forever. Yet, for Paul Robeson, those moments were nearly obliterated, blotted out, by the fears and political anxieties which gripped America in the early 1950s. One such moment occurred over half a century ago. Oscar Hammerstein and Jerome Kern wrote a song expressly for and dedicated to a young singer. No one who has ever heard Paul Robeson sing Old Man River will ever forget it.
Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along. I get weary and sick of crying.
Old Man River was to be associated with Robeson for the rest of his life. The words he sang were to change gradually as Paul Robeson and the world around him changed.
This is the mic check for Cat Radio Cafe.
The testing.
Testing.
Tune into Cat Radio Cafe Tuesday night at 9 here on WBAI.
I'm Janet Coleman.
I'm David Dozer.
Displaced playwright on Tuesday, November 29th at 9 p.m. will be joined by the critically acclaimed Italian-born artist Lucio Pazzi to discuss the way of the artist and the art since he arrived in New York in 1962.
Tuesday night at 9 here on WBAI.
Cat Radio Cafe.
Hey, do cats drink coffee?
They like yogurt and a teaspoon better.
Oh, no kidding. So do I.
It's Janine from Brooklyn. I have no complaints on WBAI. I'm very happy with everything.
My name is Anthony. Is it possible to create an app? Would that help build up the base if someone could just put an app on their phone, click on it, and get to BAI, like and get to other radio stations?
This is Rose from Flemington, New Jersey. There are a lot of young people. Is there any way we can provide them with some college credit for volunteering? And it doesn't have to be on Atlantic Avenue. They can get together and do it remotely. Am I making any sense?
If you'd like to add your thoughts to the ongoing conversation regarding the work of the WBAI Local Station Board, then tune in Tuesday, December 6th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the second report of 2022 from the WBAI Local Station Board. This month, you'll be introduced to various members of the board. They'll talk about their responsibilities, recent developments throughout the network, and ask you for your ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. Please keep in mind, this is your chance to interact with the board members on the show, so don't let this opportunity pass you by. Again, that's Tuesday, December 6th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the second report of 2022 from the WBAI Local Station Board. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
Join us November 25th
to December 11th for the 30th annual African Diaspora International Film Festival. The festival is back in person in Manhattan with guest filmmakers, moments of reflection, and a great selection of 89 award-winning, socially relevant narrative and documentary films from 44 different countries. Celebrate Black love, enjoy music films, and film theater, a spotlight on South Africa cinema and Afro-European actors, and discover new independent voices in the Black cinema world. The 30th annual African Diaspora International Film Festival from November 25th until December 11th. Details at myadiff.org or call 212-864-1760.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned for the Independent News Hour coming up. And while that program is on the air, please consider becoming a financial supporter to this radio station by calling 212-